The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
It is 8 to 5. Enda Brady, good afternoon. And the UK is getting tough on online hate crime.
Yes, it is. And I think a lot of people would say, Ollie, that this is long, long overdue. Some of the bile that we see on various different social media platforms, you know where they are and you know the kind of messages people are putting out there. We've had female politicians threatened with rape, with their murder, with personal physical attacks. You know, it's got completely out of hand. So the Crown Prosecution Service is basically in charge of all the UK's criminal laws and they decide what's what in terms of criminal law. The CPS have come out today and said that they are now actively looking at changing the laws, tightening everything up so that if you tweet something horrific to someone online from what you think is the cell, these keyboard warriors, you know the kind of people I'm on about. I've had it myself. It's unpleasant. I just water off a duck's back. I couldn't care less. But it's horrific, some of the abuse that people are getting in public life. So the CPS is cracking down on us. And I think a lot of people are going to be in for a shock in 2018 when they think, you know, oh, I didn't mean it or whatever. Well, you know, in law next year, that won't be washing very much.
Yeah, and you've got to be accountable for what you decide to post online. So good luck to them. I think that's fantastic. Now, we're going to hear this, but we won't be able to hear it in about 2 hours' time. Big Ben is falling silence.
2 hours and 7 minutes, you will hear that sound for the last time for 4 years. A group of MPs will gather in the courtyard of Parliament, and they will stand, they say, with their heads bowed, and then they'll go on about their daily business. And that will be that. The renovations works costing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars will continue until 2021. I'm at a loss as to why Big Ben can't chime for 4 years, or why someone hasn't come up with a technological way around it and got some speakers, because I just find it really sad around Parliament at the moment that so many people come from all over the world, Ollie.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, you see them, they're counting down the minutes and they want to hear it.
Yeah, we certainly do. It's one of the highlights of going to London. Now, the Barcelona football team is remembering those killed in the terrorist attack last week.
Yeah, you'll see the pictures on the evening's news, especially God help the family of that poor little Australian fella, Julian Cadman, 7 years old. I couldn't believe when I saw his picture over the weekend. Seven. I mean, I just can't put into words these people who are doing this. Barcelona Football Club, one of the greatest sports clubs in the world in any sport, they stood last night. Normally Messi and all the players would have their names, and these are the shirts that sell in millions across the world. Well, they all had just one word on their shirt backs last night, Barcelona, and they stood as one at the start of the match, and then they went out and they did what they always do. They scored goals, and a beautiful, beautiful tribute. But I have to say, Ollie, you know, minute silences and these things are just becoming far too common and far too horrible.
Yeah, they certainly are, Enda. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much, Enda Brady, on the line from the UK. It is 4.5 to